This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are once again with Dr. Mark Halpern, the founder and president of the California College of Ayurveda and the author of the popular book, Healing Your Life, Lessons on the Path of Ayurveda. A leader in the profession, he is the co-founder of the National Ayurvedic Medical Association and the California Association of Ayurvedic Medicine. Dr. Halpern, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Thank you. So now, you've gone through a remarkable healing journey. How did your journey inspire you to write this book?
Well, Eric, my own journey really began in many ways when I was about 13 years old. And at that time, I came to the realization that I wanted to commit myself to understanding what causes disease, what causes suffering, and why so many people are suffering. And I knew that the work that I would do in this world would be to try to eradicate that, to try to make somehow myself happy and healthy, and to make other people happy and healthy. As I went along on that journey, eventually I became very ill. I became very ill in 1987. I was crippled with an autoimmune disease. It was diagnosed as Lyme's, negative Lyme's disease, and it was also diagnosed as a mixed connective tissue disorder. It left me bedridden and searching for answers. And it was really that search for answers that led me to study the many different systems of alternative medicine that I've studied, and eventually it led me to Ayurvedic medicine. And it was the practice of Ayurvedic medicine on myself, through studying it and practicing it on myself, that I was able to heal myself. I was able to restore entirely my health and well-being. I had been crippled for about 6 months. I had gone through years of chronic fatigue that followed being crippled. And it was really only when I discovered Ayurvedic medicine and began to practice it that I was able to rebuild my immune system, rebuild my strength and my energy, and truly understand the causes of disease and the causes of suffering in myself as well as in other individuals. And I really think that I owe all of that to Ayurvedic medicine.
Well, then let me ask you this. What did you find out in the research along the way, and what is the cause of disease and suffering?
Ayurveda understands that disease is primarily caused by how we live our lives, and that each of us lives our lives through our five senses, through what we eat, through what we see, what we smell, what we hear, what we listen to, and what we touch. That when we live our lives, we're taking in from our environment impressions that affect our physiology. If you were to eat junk food, that would affect your physiology in one way, and if you ate healthy food, it would affect your physiology in another way. This is true for what you take in through all of your senses. If you take in what is healthy for you or harmonious for you through your five senses, then your body will respond by being healthy, and it'll respond by being harmonious. And so the first cause of disease that Ayurveda teaches is that disease is caused by the misuse of our senses. Now, the second cause of disease that Ayurveda teaches is that it's not only what you know that is important. In other words, it's not only important that you know how to use your senses, but it's also important that you make the correct choices to use your senses properly. And that's two different things. There are many things that we know to do, but we don't do them, even though we know they would make us healthier. For instance, a lot of people know that if you went to bed earlier, you'd probably feel better in the morning. And even though we know that, a lot of people choose to stay up too late, and then they're tired in the morning. Or a lot of people might know that if they got up earlier and went for a morning walk or did some meditation or even just sat and had a cup of tea or sat and had breakfast, that they would feel better. But a lot of people sleep in late and then are very rushed in the morning. So knowledge alone of how to use our senses properly is not enough. We actually have to make the choice to do it. So Ayurveda says that the second cause of disease is the failure of our intellect. And that's when we know what to do, but yet we still don't do it. And then Ayurveda says the third cause of disease is our mind and the movement of our mind. The faster our mind moves, the faster our body ages. And that's a fascinating understanding of the cause of disease. It's essentially saying that the more stress we experience or the more our mind gets caught up in the dramas of life, that this impacts our physiology in a negative way. And that's going to lead to disease. And so if we want to be well, Ayurveda then teaches that we're going to have to do three things to be well. First of all, we're going to have to slow down our mind. And that means slowing down our lifestyle a bit. And that's going to support our body to be healthier because we'll have less stress. Now, when we're less stressed, we're more likely to use our senses properly. In other words, our intellect will make a different choice because it's not making that choice based on trying to alleviate stress. It's making that choice based on the idea that it can be healthy and reach its full potential. So we want to reach our full potential naturally. And when we are less stressed, we'll make healthier choices. And the third thing we need to do is actually make those choices and use our senses properly. So by taking in proper diet, by taking in the proper sights to our eyes, looking at things that are beautiful, by taking in healthy aromas through our nose, by taking in harmonious or healthy sounds through our ears, and by taking in proper impressions through touch, through our skin, then our physiology is able to heal us. It's able to be well. You know, Eric, in many ways, we're a lot like a plant. Sometimes this is the easiest way to say it. If a plant receives everything it needs, if a plant gets the right sunlight, if it gets the right temperature, gets the right nutrients, it's in the right soil, that plant is going to have a deep, rich color, and it's going to have lots of blossoms. Likewise, if you receive everything that you need through your five senses, you're getting the proper diet and smells and sights and sounds and touch, then you'll have a deep, rich color, and you'll reach your full potential as a human being, and you'll fully blossom. And that's really the goal of Ayurveda.
I understand that Ayurveda emphasizes that we are all unique individuals and that we have our own unique constitution. Can you describe what it means to have your own constitution?
Well, our own constitution means that we each have our own physiology, and that what's normal for each person is going to be a little bit different. Now, Ayurveda teaches that there are three basic forces or physiological forces in the body. One of those is the force of motion. The other one is your force of metabolism. And the third is really the force that governs the structure of your body. So these are three biological, physiological forces that govern the functioning of the body. And we each have our own unique balance. Now, these are given names. And so when we talk about people's constitution, we talk about three forces, and we call them doshas. And they're called vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, vata dosha, and people with a lot of this physiological energy within them, have a lot of mobility. And so they speak fast, they move fast. They can tend to be a little bit more scattered. They might tend to have a little bit more anxiety, but they're also very inspired individuals. They're very bubbly. They can be enthusiastic and excited, and that may be their constitution. And so their physiology is different because everything moves so fast within their body and within their mind. And then you have other people who are more metabolic, and we say that these individuals have more of a pitta constitution, and they'll be more fiery. They'll have more passion. Their mind is very clear. They're goal-oriented and they're focused. They can sometimes tend to be intense. They're planners and they're individuals that like to succeed. And their physiology of their body is naturally going to be different as well. They'll have different challenges. And then there are individuals who have more body structure than others. And this is the third type, and it's called kapha dosha. So they have a structure and a greater structure that leads their body and their mind to move more slowly. They're very stable, steady, reliable. They make great supporters. They are less motivated, but they're slow and steady, and so they continue to go forward. And so there's three different constitutional energies called Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And each creates its own unique physiology. And that means that each is going to create certain tendencies for disease. Each person has their own tendencies. And also what's going to be right for each person is going to be different. And so the same diet should not be followed by everybody. It depends on your physiology. The same lifestyle should not be followed for everybody. It depends on your physiology. So what an Ayurvedic practitioner does is helps an individual to understand what their constitution is and then to live a lifestyle that is harmonious for them as a unique individual.
Today we are joined by Dr. Mark Halpern, the founder and president of the California College of Ayurveda and the author of the popular book, Healing Your Life, Lessons on the Path of Ayurveda, here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Halpern, not only does each person have their own unique balance of energy, but so does each disease. What does that mean, by the way?
Well, each person has their own constitution, and that's their uniqueness. Likewise, each disease, in a sense, has its own constitution or its own unique presentation within a person. No two people, when we talk about disease, the same disease doesn't manifest the same way in two different people. Two people could have rheumatoid arthritis, and one person's body may be completely crippled by it, and it may be an annoyance to another person. One person may have a lot of swelling or redness, and somebody else may not. The same disease, when we give disease names in the West, we try to clump together a lot of symptoms. Or maybe we know a specific cause and we try to name a disease after the cause. But in Ayurveda, we understand that each person is going to have a disturbance that's unique. And therefore, no two people can be treated the same way. We may treat two people with rheumatoid arthritis entirely differently. Or two people who have irritable bowel syndrome, the proper diet and the proper lifestyle may be different for each of them, or the herbs that we give may be different for each of them. So each person has their own constitution. That's the balance of energy that is present within their makeup. In fact, it was determined at the moment of conception. It's with them the rest of their life, and it determines what they're going to be attracted to and what will cause them to be out of balance and to become sick. Once they get sick, there's a unique disturbance in these three energies. And the nature of that disturbance defines the disease, and it gives us, as practitioners, the guidance to be able to properly treat people. And what I do in this book, Healing Your Life, Lessons on the Path of Ayurveda, is I help people to figure out, first of all, what is their constitution. And the second thing I try to help them figure out is what is the nature of the imbalance. And once you know your constitution and you know the nature of the imbalance, then you're able to follow the lifestyle programs in the book to help you to restore normal physiology in your body and in your mind. And in doing so, heal your life. And that's really what this book is about.
So what advice would you give to the listeners who want to begin or already on their own journey of healing?
Well, I think first and foremost is don't give up. You know, it took me 7 years to completely heal myself of that autoimmune disease, of the Lyme's disease. And it's important not to give up. It's important to know that the human body has the capacity to heal itself. You just need to create the right environment for that healing to take place. In fact, healing is the natural function of the body. The body deep inside has the ability to make all of the medicines that you need in order to be well, to combat the viruses, to combat the pathogens that are inside of you. Don't give up. You have to be patient. You have to be consistent in terms of the work you're doing to try to heal yourself. And I think that Ayurveda and its counterpart yoga therapy, that these two bodies of knowledge offer you the very best chance of restoring normal physiology in your body, giving your body the chance to heal itself. And that's truly what Ayurveda is about. It's about working with nature to support your body to heal itself. And that's really the message of Healing Your Life, Lessons on the Path of Ayurveda.
And speaking of which, where can our listeners get more details on your book, Healing Your Life, Lessons on the Path of Ayurveda, or to be in potentially in contact with you online?
Listeners can contact our website, which is www.healing-your-life.com. And if you go to that website, you'll find out information about the book. And, of course, the book is also available at local bookstores. It is available online at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. So it's very readily available, and your listeners are welcome to contact me at any time through that website.
Sounds like a great idea. We've been speaking with Dr. Mark Halpern, the founder and president of the California College of Ayurveda and the author of the popular book, Healing Your Life, Lessons on the Path of Ayurveda. And the website of reference, once again, is healing-your-life.com. Dr. Halpern, thanks once again for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.